The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
The final count gives Herring a 165-vote lead, but Board Chairman Charles Judd stated for the record that he certified the results, quote, with question.
I'm concerned about the integrity of the data. I'm concerned about the lack of uniformity because of that.
Judd later told reporters that he's concerned about Fairfax County's lengthy provisional vote counting and other anomalies.
What I question are the numbers were changing. Oops, we found another mistake. Then they changed the numbers. Then we find another mistake. We change the numbers.
He also wonders if all absentee ballots were counted uniformly. And he pointed to one county's refusal to remove voters from the rolls that the state board said were ineligible.
The code is very clear that the localities must process the data we give them like this in 30 days. And the only locality that chose not to do that was Chesterfield County.
Any board investigation would not change the outcome, but Obenchain has 10 days to ask for a recount. His campaign pointed to national data indicating that since 2000, 3 of 4 statewide elections that finished within a 300-vote margin were reversed in recounts. In Richmond, I'm Anne Marie Morgan.